Well, the upcoming NBA season is in jeopardy. It's been in jeopardy for a long time. It may simply be over at this point. The players rejected the league's latest offer for a new labor deal. Here's NBA Players Association President Derek Fisher.
After 2 years of making a genuine and concerted effort to try and close a collective bargaining agreement with our teams and with the league, we've come to the conclusion that that process has not worked for us.
The players have now started disbanding the union, and they're filing an antitrust lawsuit against the NBA owners. Joining us now, Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's get this out of the way. Will there be no NBA season this year?
Well, chances of that are pretty good, unfortunately. I thought we'd have part of a season at least, but now with this stuff being thrown into the courts, it's really the uncharted waters.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to kind of work through these uncharted waters. Let's begin first with what the players' objections are. Here's the NBA Players Association Executive Director Billy Hunter, and he's explaining why they rejected this latest agreement from the teams.
The players just felt that they had given enough, that the NBA was not willing or prepared to continue to negotiate. Things were not going to get better, and they would continue to reach and grab.
All right, and here's NBA Commissioner David Stearns, his response to that.
Frankly, by this, I would say, irresponsible action at this late date, Billy Hunter has decided to put the season in jeopardy and deprive his union members of an enormous payday.
All right, so Mitch Lawrence of the New York Daily News, who's digging their heels in here? Who's the ones that are being stubborn?
Both. You know, this all starts from the argument that the owners came in with a couple of years ago that the league is hemorrhaging money. And players still don't believe that. And everything that's come from that point with the owners really driving a hard bargain at the negotiating table stems from that. The players don't believe that they're losing a lot of money, the league. And at the bargaining table, the problem has been that the league has really gone after a total victory. And like Billy Hunter said, told me yesterday, a surrender on the part of the players. Not a lot of give backs. The owners don't want to give back anything in the negotiations. It's been very one-sided. And so right now, the players have come way down on their demands for they're going to take an equal split, which they haven't had before. They've been getting 57% of the revenue for the last 11 years. They've come down 7 points to 50-50, and what that is almost $300 million annually, and the owners still want more. They want more things within the system. So both sides really dug in on this, but really, it really is the owners who are trying to get a total victory, and I think if you were just looking at it from the outside, you'd say, well, where are their givebacks? And there aren't any on the part of the owners.
All right, we're speaking with Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. Let's go through then what's happening now. The players have started disbanding the union. Why are they doing that?
Well, they're doing it because, as you heard in the cuts, that they feel like negotiations are broken off and they can't get anywhere at the bargaining table. So their next play is to go to the courts to try to force the owners to come back with a better deal, put some leverage on the owners, take them to a court where they can get a favorable ruling, threaten them that way. Maybe that will force the owners to come back and make some real legitimate concessions in terms of what the union feels like.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you remember as well as I do what happened after the baseball strike and the huge lashback against the players that they'd missed a season of baseball from millionaire athletes demanding more money. Are the players taking a risk here that they'll get the
Absolutely.
Same kind of backlash?
Absolutely. You got to remember, you know, they missed the players were locked out in 98-99, and they bore the brunt of the backlash when they came back after a 50-game season. The NBA suffered tremendously for 2 or 3 years. Corporate sponsors left, fans left, everybody was upset, and really the players bore the brunt. And you know that because people still refer to it as a strike. Back in 98-99,
yeah.
When it was an owner's lockout. So players are going to do that because they're the obvious targets. People see them. People are already upset that they make too much money. You know how it works.
I absolutely know how it works. Although I have to say, I've also seen a number of people blaming both of them. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a lot of sympathy for these multimillionaire, in some case, billionaire owners either.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who feel like the owners have just had a very heavy hand here in negotiations and really haven't, you know, bargained in good faith, if you want to use that term. Now, they have made offers and they've made some, you know, concessions, and not concessions, but they've come back off their offers. But a lot of people just feel like the owners here have been way, way heavy-handed.
We're speaking with Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for New York Daily News. And just a reminder, the Players Association rejected the latest labor deal from the league, and they've begun disbanding the union. They're going to file an antitrust lawsuit against the NBA owners. What happens if this antitrust lawsuit goes forward and gets found against the owners? What does that mean?
Well, that's, you know, that's jumping way ahead. The NBA is going to fight this tooth and nail. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're subjected, like Billy Hunter said yesterday, we could get, you know, several billion dollars worth of damages. I'd like to see that day when that arrives. I don't think that's going to happen. But what I think this could do is this could force the parties, especially the league, not now because everything's inflamed and there's a lot of rhetoric. But I think at some point, if they're thinking about it all, saving their season and their product, I think the owners and the players will have to get back to the table.
But again, your prediction is that they can't save this season, isn't it?
Well, look, we're talking here in November. I mean, this is early, yeah. Mid-November. The season usually goes from November 1st through the end of the regular season through April. So there's still a lot of time here. But and I got to remember, in 98-99, the drop-dead date for the season being canceled was early January. January 6th, and they still reached a deal and played a 50-game season. We're a ways away from that.
All right. Mitch Lawrence is the NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. Mitch, a better solution would be to drop the teams that aren't winning or making money? What do you think?
That's what some players say, contraction's in order. There are too many teams. But then again, the players have to look at that. That'll mean a loss in jobs, and they don't like that. No union likes that.
I'm sure.
I don't know what the solution is.
Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News.